CEO of the AWS Foundation, Patty Hayes, says performances at the Arts United Center are one of a kind. But for some patrons, experiences could be enhanced.
This was overwhelming for you in this brief example. Imagine what it might be like for an individual who may experience this every day. But what if they didn't have to?
Hayes says the mission of the AWS Foundation strives to help groups that want to be inclusive and provide support for individuals that need it. And to help enhance the experience for all patrons of Arts United, officials have launched a 5-year plan to ensure compliance with the American with Disabilities Act, as well as sensory aids such as books or videos.
Because of all these efforts, the families in our region who may never have an opportunity to experience a live performance now have that chance.
While theater sensory events aren't new in the Fort Wayne area, Hayes says the incorporation of sensory aids has made theater experiences transformative for those who need them. President of Arts United, Susan Mendenhall, says the group is excited about working on the project with the AWS Foundation. She says it's important that community landmarks like the Arts United campus can service all community members.
We believe that it's essential that this important cultural district is totally inclusive and individuals of all abilities can participate here in the arts, both as audience members, as performers, as employees, as board members. We want to make sure that they feel welcome.
Arts United Chairman Doug Wood says the 5-year project, set to begin construction in 2023, is necessary for the Arts United campus. He says the Arts United Center will receive upgrades that are now standard in theaters across the country.
We have no choice. We've got to take this gem and polish it up again.
The theater was completed in 1973, before the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed. Mendenhall says a lot of key aspects, like wheelchair-accessible ramps, aren't available. She says the Soaring Visions campaign aims to fix those issues across the campus. But the center is tricky, says Mendenhall.
We wanted to make sure that we were planning for the restoration of this important building as it relates to defining as the flagship building this amazing cultural district that we have in Fort Wayne.
Not only do they have to think about making it accessible, but also keep the design as intact as possible because it was designed by Louis Kahn, a prominent American architect.
A 47-year-old building has a lot of needs, and in some regards, we have done a really excellent job preserving this building as it was originally designed, and we want to be able to stick to that as much as we can.
Wood says the timing for the project couldn't be better. He says the Arts United campus stands to benefit from all of the improvements happening downtown.
And that quality of space, the quality of life attributes that we talk about when we're trying to get talent from outside the region to come in to our job market is something that this town has, and we want to make this kind of one of the key reasons why people would relocate to Fort Wayne.
The Arts United campus consists of 7 buildings located within 3 walking blocks. For WBOI News, I'm Barb Anguiano.